Good morning.
Dave.
Who is
this? Bruce?
It's Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, happy World Cup.
I'm just listening to the show, driving home from the gym, and I thought I'd call.
Well, it's great to hear from you. You don't have like five more albums and another movie up your sleeve or anything.
Actually, I do. But let's not
talk. Well, we'll keep that for later then, longer phone call. Yeah, you were down there in this weekend, right? At the shows.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Southside.
Yeah, it was so cool. It sounded great.
Yeah. Did you see Gary?
I played with Gary.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know. I didn't know he could do that.
Gary's band sounded good.
Yeah, and I think the record's wonderful. I really do.
Yeah,
have you heard the record yet? I'm looking forward to hearing the record.
I
sang on the one cut.
Yeah. He just talked about it when I did an interview with him, which will be on, I guess, shortly. Oh, no, we already ran it.
We ran it last week, but we're going to run it again.
But, you know, basically what he said was I did exactly what I was doing when I joined the band at, in 1966 or 7 or whatever year it was, you know, and it's pretty much.
I guess he started out as a guitarist, which I didn't know, and I don't ever knew Gary as a bass player, you know. So he's actually quite a good guitarist.
Yeah, that came forth too. He said what he told me was he said, well, then he went to, you know, the upstage and he heard all the other guitar players and decided he better be a bass player. But that's so, you know, congratulations on everything. It has been a wonderful spring and early summer. And I know you've still got Blinded by the Light to come and who knows what else.
Well, we got our film. It's looking good. So that'll be exciting.
Well, that's great. Is that probably within the year, the calendar year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, that should. Oh, I'm on the air.
Yes.
Where did you think we were? It's Wednesday morning.
There's a delay, but I can hear it now.
Well, you know, me and my foul mouth, they have to have the delay. But yeah, so this is something you and Tom cooked up? Tom Zimney?
Yeah, we made a film of the Western Stars album. Where I play the record start to finish, along with some other things. And so, because we weren't going to tour, we knew we weren't going to tour, so I was looking for a way to get some of the music live to the audience, and so we figured that was the best way to do it.
Yeah, well, the one thing we've seen with that whole big conglomeration of musicians is everybody was really fascinated and
yeah, it was a great time. So we're looking forward to getting back to the fans when we can.
I have a feeling the fans are ready for you. you greased their axles.
Well, you know, we're excited by the whole reception of the record because I thought the record was a little off to the left, and I really didn't know what kind of response it was going to get. But, you know, just walking around and talking to fans on the street, you know, and seeing how the record was received, it was very exciting and made us look for how we could sort of further that experience for the fans. Without going out and playing live right now, because I'm still working on some other things too.
Well, do you think that the response to this record? I mean, partly it's just because the record's so good, mostly, but you know, you think part of what's in here too is that your audience that's stuck with you, which is most of your audience, is now kind of acclimated to hearing you do really different things sometimes.
Yeah. I tell you, you know, John and I were talking about this. You know, we worked hard over the years, and we have built an audience that really follows me where I need to go, and that's something that is so deeply appreciated by me that it's really something I'm proud of. You know, they're not stuck in a rut. They don't only want to hear specific group of songs. They're really adventurous as far as if I keep the quality of what I'm doing up, they're adventurous as far as where I want to go. And that's something that is, that's the greatest gift an audience can give an artist, is room to be who he is, to create what he feels, and to know that you have open ears when you put that out, you know. So it was very, very satisfying and very exciting to see the reception that the record got from the fans. And it's something that I deeply appreciate, and it's a record I'm really proud of, so it's a lovely thing, and I just want to send a thank you out to all, to my great audience that's out there.
Well, you know that's a shared, you know that comes back at you.
Well, you know, I think not only if you want to be great, you need to have a great audience, and it's just something that I'm very proud of over the years, how we've developed together and how we've grown together. That was my dream as a young musician. Was I knew from the start, from when I was 22 or 23, I remember I had a guy came, a fellow musician who had a very popular hit at the moment, walked into Kenny's Castaways when I was playing in 1973, and there was about 20 people there. And he'd seen me with my bands down the shore and, you know, playing to thousands of people. And he came up to me and said, "What are you doing? What in the world are you doing here?" You know? But I knew what I was doing here. I was looking to play the long game right from when I was young. And I believed if I gave what I felt was my complete best, that things would work out, you know, that there'd be an audience there eventually that would respond. And luckily, and there's some element of luck along with the hard work and the dedication that comes with it, that happened, you know, that happened. And we never looked back. So to be this far in and to see how that long game developed, and what it's meant for me in my life, and hopefully what it's meant for my fans, is it one of the most deeply satisfying parts of my life right now.
Yeah, well, you know what Branch Rickey, the baseball genius, said about luck. Luck is the residue of design.
There's some truth to that.
Well, I mean, that's what you just told us about. I mean, I think it's in the book. I know it's in the play, where we got to see that. But it's nice that it carries on, nicer than
yeah.
this.
Yeah. It is, and so it's very exciting part of my work life right now. You know, I think I've been on a roll for a while now. The book was. And its reception was great. A Broadway stand couldn't have been deeper or better. And it's just been a nice development along with this record, and looking forward to keep that role going.
We're all looking forward to coming along with you.
We're really happy you are, Bruce. We appreciate it. We really do.
Sounds great. Well, I'll let you guys get back to your program.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
So
more.
I wanted to see if the number really worked.
We're here, and it does work, Bruce. Yes. So anytime, you're more than welcome to join us.
All right, man. Best to everybody.
All right, Bruce.
And to you.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.